This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Wait a minute. I think I've heard that before. Where'd that come from? How do you do? It's, let me put my voice sounds like my voice on top of my voice. Tuesday, the 30th of May. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a good day approach to what we can do to bring order and restore some sort of sense to what's going on, or can we? Let's look at it from, well, let's take this Portland stabbing and try to put some perspective to it, or around it, if you will, starting with a list of people like the president who condemned the train stabbings yesterday, racial, religious. The president said the violent attacks are unacceptable. The victims were standing up to hate and intolerance. Our prayers are with them. So behind the scenes, or behind the story, Portland police say, for those of you who may, because it was a holiday weekend, have been out of step with what happened in Portland. Two men were killed, another was wounded, after a man who now, fortunately, is in custody. He started yelling hate speech toward a couple of women, one of whom was wearing a hijab. Is that how you pronounce it, Kara? Hijab?
Yeah.
Headgear, headband, or whatever the
just a headscarf.
Islamic women do. The two men were killed after intervening. One was 23 years old, a recent graduate of Reed College. Second was a veteran who lived in Portland. The third, a poet of sorts, survived. Serious injuries, though. The nature of the attack, as well as the suspect's racial and provocative actions, led to the call for denunciation everywhere. Well, you would certainly do that. The American Islamic Relations Group. Well, let's listen. This is one of the women in a description of what happened.
He told us to go back to Saudi Arabia, and he told us that we shouldn't be here and to get out of his country. Me and my friend, we were going to get off the max, and then we turned around while they were fighting, and he just started stabbing people, and we just started running for our lives. Thank you to the people who put their life on the line for me, because they didn't even know me. And they lost their lives because of me and my friend and the way we looked. And I just want to say thank you to them and their family, and that I appreciate them, because without them, we probably would be dead right now.
What kind of a world do we live in where these sorts of things happen? Some people say Trump has enabled them. I don't buy that. I think you take your license and do what you do because of who you are, not some other nonsense. The fellow who did this, fellow named Jeremy Joseph Christian, who stabbed these people, the two people who were killed were Ricky John Best and Talesian Miradin Namkai Mesh. Micah Fletcher of Portland was stabbed, but he's the one who's okay. Yesterday we were talking about heroes and the kinds of people who do things. Mostly we were talking about heroes who wear a uniform. But these people stood up to it. And I look around at the things that are going on. You can hear me, the hesitation of my voice, because I'm so flustered by all of this stuff. You know, you go back to the Manchester bombing. That was another violent incident involving Daesh and Islam. And so, and there are a couple of different angles to that, because the people in the government knew this fellow. They'd followed this person, knowing that he was a person of interest. It just, though, there's so much stuff that involves Islam. And then you wonder, you scratch your head. I do. Wondering how it is that Muslims gain the, why it is that there are so many people joining that faith. I don't get religion in the first place, but I sure don't get Muslim, the Islamic religion, which, according to stats, will double their share of the population in our country by the year 2050, and surpass Christianity as the world's dominant religion by the end of this century. It's a study out from the Pew Research Center, the result of it coming after the these various acts of murder perpetrated by Muslim extremists, the bombing in Manchester, the gun attack in Egypt, and now this, even though the Muslims didn't do what went on in Portland, it still focuses on the religion itself. The Pew projects suggest that Muslims will grow by 70% worldwide in the next 60 years, compared with a population growth of about 30%. And one of the reasons, I don't get, you know, look at Christianity and any other religion, Hinduism, both growing fairly quickly, Judaism, all the major religions, or any religion. I'm reading a book called Break the Norms. And the fellow who writes it is a Buddhist who studies all sorts of populations and religions. And he asks the question in the book, who is God? The conversations about religion and the problems with religion. All of the religions in the world come with some sort of belief about who God is, what God does, and what God says. Every one of the religions dictates how the members ought to think, ought to feel, ought to behave. Whatever teacher you're listening to, whatever scholar is in front of us claims to be right, and that their religion is the right religion, and the rest of them are no good. I remember learning that when I went to Catholic catechism class. We're the one true religion. Those of you who are Catholic, you've heard that. The teachers heavily influence your understanding, all of our understandings of God. Now, if you think about it, think about religion and think about politics. Think about parties. Republicans, Democrats, whatever party you belong to, you create and sell an idea. In this circumstance, various religious leaders sell you an idea, the idea that they want you to have about God, and encourage people to live their lives based on that concept. But doing so is kind of dangerous because it breeds confusion and doubt and conflict. Instead of listening to God for ourselves, we listen to teachers who claim to have all the answers. If we don't like what they say, then we're considered to be unfaithful. And when you look around today, more than ever, we're exposed to so many different versions of God in the religion market because of social media. And the version of God that's sold is nothing more than what I consider to be a psychological drug to escape from the things about your life that you don't like, that are miserable, that are problems. You go to temple, you go to church, you go to mosques because you hope it'll bring you some peace. And so you consider the anger that comes out of this from some people who are simply following the people that are leading them. To get the job done, we get more people to join our church, or our synagogue, or our temple, or our mosques. There's so much struggling going on. You are angry about whether you're stuck in traffic, or whether you're paying your bills, or whether your relationship is any good or not. And you get married and get buried under the eyes of God in some religious way. But Where's your direct experience with God? Where is your core? I'm one who really believes that there is a force, there's something so strong, so unbelievable. And that's the point. We're trying to put a face on God. I remember, you know, in high school, we had a conversation in one of the classes that I was in. I was very involved in my church growing up. And the picture of Jesus that was on the wall in our church was this white guy with a beard. You know, you only grow up and understand Jesus wasn't a white guy. He was a black guy from Jerusalem. The core problem with religion is that your idea of God is forced upon you by somebody else, or it is translated to you instead of you figuring it out on your own. And that's when you look around at all of these problems that we have, they all stem from the same thing, and it's been that way forever. Think about how crazy that is. Most all the problems in the world, individually and in a large scale, have been caused by people and their understanding of religion and God. And if you understand what God is really all about, you understand what nonsense it is. Something to think about. 18 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Want to feel like a total boss? Then switch to the best deal in America, Total Wireless. With Total Wireless, you get America's largest, most dependable network plus 5 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited talk and text for only $35 a month. Whoa, how did you get all that? Oh, that's right. You're totally a total boss, and you never sign a contract. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at Walmart. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The pop side of the Allman Brothers Band was what appealed to me. But they are really a bluesy band more than anything else, or they were. There's not much left of them now, certainly since the passing Greg Allman over the weekend, 69. He'd been involved, as most of these rockers are, with all kinds of substance abuse problems, hepatitis C diagnosis, liver transplant. Dwayne, his brother, died in 1971 in a motorcycle crash. But I think if you remember, this is a song that was well known, Midnight Rider, for them. Melissa's another good song of theirs. One of the ones that I like most is Ramblin' Man, frankly, from there. When I think of the Allman Brothers Band, I think of the Ramblin' Man and that song. Yeah, crank that up, will you? Please, Kara. And I also remember back to when he married Cher, thinking, what in the world is she thinking?
I forgot they were married, by the way, until he passed and I saw her note to him.
Yeah, right.
They have a son together, which is weird, too. I forgot that as well.
He passed away peacefully in Savannah, according to a statement from his website. Family planned to release a statement today, apparently. He struggled with a lot of health issues over the past several years, said the statement. During that time, Greg considered being on the road playing music with his brothers and solo band for his beloved fans, essential medicine for his soul. Go back to 1970 and the years since then. They've had 24 albums, 10 top, four of them are top 10 albums. Brothers and Sisters reached number one for 5 weeks in 1973. And these guys were in their 20s then. And at that time, Greg Allman was drinking about a quarter of vodka a day. He was hooked on heroin then.
Oh, so he was a light drinker.
Third marriage, right.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Cher walked out after 9 days of the marriage. You asked about that in a second. But they just recognized, they had a son, Elijah Blue, and I remember they reconciled for a while at the time, and they recorded some stuff as All Men and Woman. All Men and Women. Got it?
Oh, okay. I saw that album. I was like, I don't get that. That's weird. I thought she just wanted to be anonymous.
No. Yeah, they had a couple of tunes. They recorded in 77, To the Hard Way. They officially divorced in 1979. Cher was on Twitter, said, "I've tried, words are impossible to deal with the heartbreak." And then you get the usual group of tributes from fellow musicians, Keith Urban, Charlie Daniels, Peter Frampton, Ringo, Cheryl Crow, John Mayer, Rascal Flatts, Melissa Etheridge, Bob Seger, Brad Paisley, amongst others, paying tribute to a guy who, in spite of his lifestyle, contributed a lot to American pop music, I think, anyway, blues music. But I don't get what it is that makes these people so connected to drugs. Is it one go hand in hand with the other? Do you have to be on drugs in order to be this creative? And if that's so, what, you know, what does that say? Look at Jimmy Morrison, Janis Joplin, these people who died.
I think that's a lie that a lot of them tell themselves.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. But they also all started back then at a time where, I don't know, it just seemed to be that's what everyone did. And now that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, I guess. I think you're right. Maybe we looked at it as a post-Woodstock generation. People got lost pretty much in all of this stuff. But and then you ask yourself why. And look at what it gets you. Hepatitis C, you know, things like that, liver transplant.
Heroin is so nasty.
Oh, my
God. It is so nasty.
It is. All right. Well, a moment for Greg Allman in a manner of speaking.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. This year marks the 20th anniversary of our annual Wacky Warning Label contest. After all these years, one of the funniest common sense warnings on a product that we've seen is the one on a fishing lure that warned, harmful if swallowed. Another one of the funniest and seemingly most common sense warnings that we've received many times is a label we've never used in the contest. It's a label on a bag of peanuts, and it says, "Warning, contains nuts." Pretty funny. So why don't we use it? Well, peanuts are not actually nuts. They're part of the bean family. So many people with nut allergies can eat peanuts with no problems at all. But if the peanuts are processed with machines that also handle nuts, it can mean big problems for people with nut allergies. So, that's a funny warning that makes sense. Let's be fair, there are a lot of other nutty warning labels around, though. So if you find one, send it to us. It could be worth $1,000. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Let's bring ourselves back into focus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Day after Memorial Day, hopefully it was fruitful for you in any number of ways. Our job here is to review some of the things that are going on and figure out what they mean to you, to me. You want to share some thoughts, help yourself. The simple old way is Doug at DougSteffen.com. Out of the folks listening in Canada, from the Detroit side of the woods, if you will. The United States of America yesterday marked Memorial Day, as we do every day, with some retrospective thoughts on U.S. servicemen and women who made the ultimate sacrifice. President Trump visited Arlington National Cemetery yesterday. He laid a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier, spoke in remembrance of fallen soldiers and respect for their families. As was the case with many other people, he said, we only hope that every day we can prove worthy not only of their sacrifice and service, but of the sacrifice made by their families. And I think that's an important, there's an important focus there that I didn't really pay much attention to. I bet you haven't either. The people who are in these families that are affected by men and women who serve. He made, a special point talking about Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, who's a retired general, and Trump offered his thoughts to the Kelly family for their son, who died in Afghanistan.
The Kelly family represents military families across the country
who carry the burden of freedom on their shoulders. It is because of families like yours that all of our families can live in safety and live in peace. To every Gold Star family who honors us with your presence, you lost sons and daughters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers. They each had their own names, their own stories, their own beautiful dreams. They all share one title in common, and that is hero.
An interesting word, that is, and it gets used and abused, but yeah, there are plenty of heroes among those who have worn the uniform, not only now and in recent years, but certainly down through the ages. Something that's food for thought for a lot of people, depending on your age. A lot of people don't do anything but have hamburgers and hot dogs to mark Memorial Day as the first official day of summer. So there are other things going on around our country that are worthy of note, it seems to me, this morning. So I'll pay some attention to some of them and have kind of roll my eyes back in my head approach to this sort of thing. People, I try to be as tolerant as I can be. I grew up in a fairly tolerant family or existence, and I've lived a fairly tolerant life. Am I tolerant of everything? No. I'll be the first to tell you. And you aren't either. Nobody is fully tolerant of everything. We aren't. But in terms of the sorts of things that bring us together rather than spread us apart. Things like when we're talking about soldiers, and certainly during the course of Memorial Day, we go back to the Civil War, which was the most difficult war of any war, including World War II. More Americans died in the Civil War than in World War II. So we scratch our head. I do. I'm not going to talk about somebody else. I'll just tell you, I scratch my head and wonder why in the hell states like Alabama still want to have those Confederate monuments. And now, the governor of Alabama signed a bill banning the removal or the relocation or the alteration of any sites or monuments that have been on public property for the past 40 years to address this whole issue of Confederate monuments. The Alabama Memorial Preservation Act is what it's called. And the Republicans in Alabama are the ones behind it. It's these kind of things that make me wonder why. You can look at the vague language in the bill. It doesn't explicitly mention Confederate tributes, but it's the people who sponsored it made it clear that it was the intention to protect these monuments. The law calls for creation of a committee that will look at changes to historically significant sites that have been in place for over 20 years, but less than 40. There are more pro-Confederate activities in Alabama than anywhere else in our country. And those people argue that tearing down the monuments is erasing history. Okay, so that's your spin on it, if that's the spin you want to have. If you don't care about America first and you care about the Confederacy first and your own tie to it, which is slavery, prejudice, horror, and hurt, then you have at it, because that's all that means. Yeah, history that hurts. History is not always pleasant, that's true. But why would you keep wanting to remember that which separates us, especially a day after the day in which we proclaim our support and our focus on men and women from all over the country who died in the name of protecting our country. So that means, in my mind, that the Civil War was meaningless to these people, and we ought not to hold those people who were involved in that in the same scope or stead as we do those who fought in World War I, World War II, or any place else.
Yeah, what I don't get is you don't have to commemorate or memorialize something in order to remember it. It's not like it's going away. It's still in history books. People still know it happened. It's a thing that people talk about. But, you know, there have been a ton of things that have happened in this country. You know, presidents have been assassinated. That has had huge impacts on stuff. But we don't memorialize the people who killed them just because it's a thing that impacted our country and is part of our history.
the people who present this argument, I've made clear what they're trying to do. The people who argue against it say it honors a history of racism, and that's exactly what it does. Prejudice, racism, and hatred. You want America, your state, your town, your city, your neighborhood to stand for that? Wow. Oof. What's going on with you? All right. Also, while we're down south, the governor of Louisiana, Mitch Landrieu, talked about why he's getting rid of. See, this is the opposite. So we have the thing in Alabama that wants to save these statues and memorials, and here is Governor Landrieu who wants to get rid of them.
These statues are not just stone and metal. They're not just innocent remembrances of a benign history. These monuments celebrate a fictional sanitized Confederacy, ignoring the death, ignoring the enslavement, ignoring the terror that it actually stood for.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu announcing his reason for removing several Confederate monuments in his own city. In Alabama, lawmakers moved to protect their Confederate past. This week, Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill making it illegal to remove monuments that are more than 40 years old. Fellow Republican Mac Butler, the bill's sponsor, defended that move, saying the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act is designed to preserve all aspects of our state's history. Butler, quoting fellow Alabama resident Condoleezza Rice, stating, destroying or attempting to erase our shared history, including its most painful parts, does its disservice to future generations wishing to study it.
You buying that? I said Governor Landrieu, I meant Mayor Landrieu of New Orleans. So there's food for thought there all the way around the table, which is what this is all about, this program is about. Some traveling news in a moment, 43 past the hour on Good Day. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong, so difficult to stop. If you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 800-212-3607 right now for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 800-212-3607. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 800-212-3706 for Better Addiction Care.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all natural non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister, and if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeats.com or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Superbeats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Dan's in Florida with a comment about the last few items of interest that I've had on my mind. So, Dan, what's on your mind?
Okay. Well, what's on my mind is, first and foremost, let me say that I am not pro-slavery or any of the things that portion of the Civil War was about. It was about way more than that, just the issue of slavery. It was about states' rights, which I'm still in argument about the government's rights and what they're taking. But the thing is, yes, it was an immoral war, but approximately a quarter of a million American Confederate soldiers died fighting for that cause. Now, the Vietnam War was not a moral war. Who knows really what it was about? I've heard conspiracy theories that it was all about importing drugs from Southeast Asia. I don't really know what it was about, but it's considered by some, and especially when the soldiers were returning, considered to be an immoral war. They weren't considered war heroes. I would never propose we tear down the Vietnam Memorial or anything about that. So these Confederate memorials represent approximately a quarter of a million Americans that died at war. Probably more Americans that have died in all the other wars combined if you exclude the Union soldiers. So I don't think it's reasonable to tear that down. I'm from the North originally. I live in Florida now, which is the South. But yet I have no desire to see their legacy torn apart. It was for what they thought was a just cause, and we can't erase it. And it doesn't represent racism today whatsoever.
You know, one of the great things about doing a program like this and having listeners like you the combination of things, especially intelligence, the intelligence that you have in your voice, I can hear the way you've thought it through, is that I can respect, as can we all if we think about it, that there are room for different points of view and different theories. And the premise here is to not have one that rules. I'm not the best. I'm not the brightest. I'm not the guy who's on the top of every issue, every article. I think about things a lot, and I'm able to express myself. I'm fortunate to have a radio program and fortunate to have listeners like you who think differently. There's nothing wrong with what you're thinking. I wouldn't argue with what you're thinking because it's something that actually I would use the word think and thought. You have a measured approach to it, and I respect that, and I'm glad that you called and graced us with your ideas, sir. Thank you, Dan. That's really what this country is all about. I may not agree with him. He may not agree with me, but you have an intelligent discussion. And you'll notice I just listened to him because I wanted to hear his point of view, because he wasn't yelling. He wasn't screaming. He was articulate. And that's really kind of what the goal is here. Have a discussion about what's real and what's going on. Don't you wish we could have all our discussions kind of like that? 10 minutes for the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Talk time, Monday, and the focus is on perfect weather.
Wow. How are we going to do this? I need some good weather to get farming here. We got all this rain in the Northeast, and it doesn't seem to be abating. Mm-hmm. But we're going to find out, listening to Victoria here in a moment, how to find perfect weather using a technologically speaking, a newly invented map. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? In fact, there are 7,000 identified rare diseases, including cystic fibrosis, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and Tay-Sachs disease, to name just a few. I'm Kansas Senator Kay Wolf and Chair of Women in Government. And if you or a loved one has a rare disease, it is important to know that you are not alone. Research and innovation must and will continue, and there are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, 56 past the hour. Victoria, this map to find perfect weather, how reality-based is this?
This is incredibly high-tech and incredibly reality-based. It's called decisiondata.org, and it's a website. It's a handy new tool that actually helps travelers find the perfect temperature and the perfect type of weather that they're looking for vacation spots all around the world, and it's done in real time. So this started because one of the most popular Google searches is, quote, what's the best time to visit, and then you insert destination. And so the problem is that those searches pretty much give you underwhelming results because temperature ranges aren't included. They'll give you the current temperature, but not, and then maybe the weekend forecast, but it doesn't really help you knowing statistically and historically where the best weather is. And so this guy who's a traveler decided that he's a tech guy. He decided that he was going to start decisiondata.org. And to build the map, he took 10 years of curated weather data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, plus 10,000 weather station worldwide, weather station reports from 35 million lines of data. I mean, this is a huge project. And all you have to do, it's very simple and it's really fun, all you do is just plug in the weeks or the dates that you want to travel. And then it gives you, you type in the ideal mean temperature, the low temperature that you're willing to suffer through, and the high temp, and the preferred amount of rain. Most people say no rain. So, and then it tells you all around the world where a good spot would be for the type of vacation you want. And this is finished now with beta testing, so it's free for everyone to use, and it's probably going to turn into an app really soon because it's really consistent.
It has Al Gore's cell phone number on it, so you'll be all set. All right, Google.
For climate change?
Yes. Says it can't afford to send the government gender pay data? What in the world is that all about?
Well, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago we talked about Google is being investigated by the Labor Department because they're a government contract, so they have to make sure that they pay everyone fairly by gender. Google insisted that they have always paid everyone fairly and that they closed the gender gap in April. Well, it turns out that may or may not be true. But now, instead of turning over all of their records, they're saying that it's going to cost them way too much money and that they don't have it. Now, it's very easy to see Google's recent earnings reports, and it looks like they definitely would have enough money to pay for this. Google argues that it's going to cost them $100,000 in lawyer fees and $500,000 or 500 hours of labor.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be having a moment of silence for Google at any moment now. All right. Tech Talk time. Victoria and Dan.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.